This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Be aware of some scams targeting local residents in many different forms.
Peter McKenzie, the CEO manager here at the Publisher's Clearance House. Is this the first time getting a call to be notified about your winning?
This was a call we received where we were next asked if we want to pay our taxes online, which you can't do. Lane Iacovetto with Route County Treasurer's Office says Route County property owners are getting a text message that says their property will be sold for unpaid property taxes, and it tells you to call a phone number to pay off those taxes, and that is also a scam.
Well, it sounds scary, too. You know, they're saying that your property is going to be sold at public auctions, so I could see how people would fall for it. Keep your money and don't fall for the fraud.
Property tax is only collected in the county treasurer's office and never by a third-party collector. Yampa Valley Bank put out a warning about a fraud alert of scam calls from someone pretending to be with the Wells Fargo Fraud Department. The phone call says it's actually from a Wells Fargo number, but it isn't. Becca Knowles is the senior vice president with Yampa Valley Bank. She says those scammers use scare tactics to try to intimidate you to think someone's stealing your money or you're going to be taken to court if you don't pay that money.
If I could give one piece of advice, just hang up when you get a phone call like that and call your bank directly and work through your account and make sure everything's okay.
Noel says if you get an invoice about paying a wire transfer, assume it is fraud and reach out to your local police department. Winter parking restrictions go into place today. That means no parking on city streets in Steamboat Springs overnight through the end of April. You could get a ticket. The restrictions are also in place in Oak Creek and Hayden. Snowmaking has started at Steamboat Resort with 27 automated snow guns up top by Sunshine, 73 on the lower mountains. Scheduled opening day for Steamboat Resort, November 23rd. The Steamboat Springs Eco Club will be on the lawn of the historic Route County Courthouse at 2:15 today to raise awareness about climate change. Tonight, there's an exhibit called Good Grief by Crystal Mackey at St. Paul's Church, Steamboat Springs. Stop by between 5 and 8. Stars is hosting the ski film Calm Beneath Castles by Matchstick Productions. It is today and tomorrow. Tickets and showtimes are online at steamboatfilmfestival.com. The Hayden Holiday Craft Fair is full of fun gifts to get you ready for the holiday season. It's from 9 to 3 Saturday in the Hayden Center Gymnasium, sponsored by the Hayden Arts Commission, and it's free. Mythology Distillery presents Avalanche Awareness Night with Know Before You Go. That is at 5:30 Saturday. The First Responders and Veterans Dinners at 5:30 Saturday at the Moffat County Pavilion. It's homecoming week for the Sirocco Rams. Volleyball games are this afternoon. The homecoming game is at 7 o'clock tonight against Plateau Valley. Senior night for the Moffat County Bulldogs. They host Middle Park at 7. Senior night for the Hayden Tigers. That game's at 7 against West Grand. Steamboat Sailors have a 1 o'clock home game Saturday against Glenwood Springs. Steamboat Springs High School sending two athletes to the Colorado Cross Country State Championships in Colorado Springs this weekend. Asher Rowan is qualified, and Xavier Knott will defend his title in the Unified Division. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.